In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. I am the bread of the life. This is the first line when we read today in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. During this day, the Pentecost, we have 50 days to celebrate the resurrection. That's why we have the joy, the happiness. That's why we have the resurrection. And we have to reach the level of the joy with Jesus Christ. Doesn't make sense at all when our preaching in our Christianity that we preach about only the cross. And after the cross, there is the resurrection. That's why St. Paul said like this. It's fake our faith if we haven't any resurrection. That's why all the days of the Pentecost, the 50 days, we will see all the Gospels, it's about what Jesus said during his life and how it fulfilled in the resurrection or by the resurrection. That's why he said in first, the second Sunday today, is when he said, I am the bread of the life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But who is the bread of the life? Before going to explain what is the bread of the life, I have to explain first my experience with God. The last 2 days I was with some youth from Halifax and I asked them a question. You know God? They said, for sure, we know God. How do you know God? They said from the Bible, from the servants, from Abuna, from my parents. This is all the answers that I received. There are three levels to know God. First level is a level of experience. I heard about experience. My parents said to me, you know, God did with me a lot of things. And when I'm asking one, what do you know about God? I know because I heard. My parents said to me. Or a level of knowledge. I come to the church and I heard Abuna or I heard some servant or I opened the Bible not only to pray or to know where is God. No, to know some information only about God. And this is the level of knowledge only. But there is a third level, which is a level of wisdom. And this is exactly that I didn't receive the answer yesterday, or before yesterday also too with this youth. That no one told me about, I have an experience, a personal experience with God. I know Him as a friend. I know Him as a father. That's exactly I was waiting an answer from anyone, but I didn't receive it. That's why it's a different levels to know God. The last one, the third one, is a level of wisdom, which is important to know how to live with God. When Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of the life, I have to explain it by, in the beginning from Genesis, when God said to Adam, please, don't eat from this tree. Only one tree. You have maybe thousands or millions of trees. And millions of fruits. Please don't eat from this. The problem that he disobeyed and he ate from the fruit of the tree. And by the food, he fell in the sin. And by the food, he died. The problem now came from the food. Then Jesus Christ had to come again and to give me another food to live in the eternal life. When I come to the church, when I take his body and his blood, this is exactly the eternal life, the bread of the life. That's why Abuna here, Abuna, when we pray, the last thing, the last confession for in the liturgy, what he said, I believe and confess to the last breath that this is a life giving. I take the bread on my head and I said, this is the life giving. I can't live without him. And if I believe this, I can live. Our life now, it's a temporary one. There is two life. One is here and on the earth. And we live all together and we work all together. But there is another one. We prepared ourselves to this one. Without his body, without the bread of the life, without the life-giving, I can't live here or in eternity. That's why I have to come to the church, because he transferred himself to a food that I take it and I can live. It's an opposite from Adam, what happened to Adam. Then the first one, why I have to come to the church and take the communion. What is the blessings? And what is exactly the benefit that I come to the church and take his body and his blood? In the eternal life, what we said. In John 6, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He who eats the bread will live forever. Now I am not afraid from the death. Because I know very well the death is a bridge. It's only bridge between this life and the eternal life. That we have no fear. I'm not scared from the death because I know very well that I will live with him. Then I am taking his body to feel that I am in eternal life now. I need to live with him in eternal life now. And I have the hope to live with him in eternal life. I receive a power. I receive a power inside me that I have the hope to meet him only. When I attend the liturgy and I'm focused, I'm trying to hear all the words that the priest or the deacon say. I try to focus only on the eternal life. I'm trying to live with all the angels and the saints in the heaven. The second, in abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 15:5, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. This is John 6:56. In John 15:5, consequently we bear the fruits of the Spirit. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. You can do nothing. In the psychology, there is named self-image. Then the self-image is exactly when I have a mirror and I'm looking to the mirror. How I see myself. The self-image. How I'm seeing myself. Good? Very good? Or I'm seeing in the right way. I'm seeing myself by my eyes, or I'm seeing myself by Jesus Christ's eyes. It's different. If I'm seeing myself, yeah, everything means is very good. I have nothing. I have nothing and I have no problem. But with Jesus Christ, with his eyes, I can see myself in the mirror. Yeah, I have a problem. But Jesus Christ said to me, I love you a lot and you can change. Then the self-image, then when I'm taking his body and his blood, he abides in me, because it's a problem that we try to explain what the meaning of abide in me. Now, abide in me, it means that when I'm looking to myself, I know where is the weakness point, and I receive a message from God who is saying, don't worry, I support you to change. Then the first one, when I take the communion, his body and his blood, I have the hope of eternal life and I need to live with him. And I know that after the death there is eternal life. I'm working here on the life for the next life. The second point is an abide in me. I'm looking to the mirror and I know where is my weakness point. And with Jesus Christ who is inside me, he can help me. He can help me and change everything. Growth and maintenance of our spiritual. In John 6 also too, you see that all the about the bread of life, it's in John 6. By the way, we read in the Saturday morning, John 6. In Vesper, John 6. Today in the morning also, John 6. All, we try to, the church tried to cover John 6 in the 2 days. To explain to us what is exactly the bread of life. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of the man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who feeds on me will live because of me. How to grow? To growth and maintenance my spiritual life, there is many things. First one, when I have a power inside me, I can change. The second, how I'm looking to the other. Then, now that when he abides in me, I'm looking to myself, and I'm seeing all the weakness point where, and I'm trying to change with Jesus Christ. This is one of the first step in my growing in spiritual life. The second, in how I'm looking to the other people. I'm judging them or I'm giving them excuse. The spiritual life is a package. I can't say like I'm praying, I'm attending the liturgy, but I hate somebody. The spiritual life now have a problem. I can't live with God like this. That's why I have to clean myself. If he abides in me, then I have to change. And I have to change inside me, clean inside, and also I have to clean outside, and I have to see the people different. I have to see everybody as a God. That's why I said before, you can imagine that when Saint Bishoy asked all the monks, go to the mountain because Jesus Christ will appear on the mountain. And there is an elder man on the road. Please, can you take me, please? He said that to all the monks, the young monks. Please, can you take me? I need to see God with you. And they refused. We have no time. We have no time, yalla. And by the end, Mbap Shoy was an elder man also too. And when this elder man asked Mbap Shoy, can you take me? Well, I need to see God. He took him on his shoulders. And he was Jesus Christ. Then you don't know who you are working with or who you meet him. Maybe today, this man who is your friend or it's not your friend, at church or outside. You have to see God in this person and you have to deal with him as a God. That's why this is also another benefit that I received from the resurrection and from the bread of the life. The resurrection and the bread of the life that I have the power to deal with all the other people as God. And also, one of the benefits that I received when I have to grow maintenance, growth and maintenance of my spiritual life, how I'm seeing my problems. I'm seeing my problem, it's stress on me, or I'm seeing the problem, it's a benefit. When I receive the power of the resurrection and the power from the bread of the life, I see the problem, it's a piece of cake. It's nothing. It's something to maybe give me another level or to push me to another level in my spiritual life. the salvation and remission of sins. In Matthew 26, 28, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many and for the remission of sins. And we explained in the first point, on the second point also too, how it's, I look to myself and I see that I have a lot of sin. But I have to believe that God loves me a lot. And when I'm here in worship, in front of God, before God, and I'm taking His body and His blood, I believe that He is clean. Every sin inside me. And I have to go to confess. And I have to repent. And I have to come to that, to take His body and His blood. And I believe, after the priest gives me the absolution, and I, after taking the communion, He cleans everything. This is our faith. This is our faith. And finally, the unification of believers. For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we all partake of that one bread. We are all the same. We are all branches in one tree, in one vine. Here in Canada, and here in there in Egypt, or States, or Australia, or however, who is taking the communion, he is taking from the same bread and the same blood and the same body of Jesus Christ. He is my brother and my sister. And I have to believe in this. He said this, for we, being many, are one bread and one body. First Epistle in Corinthians 10:17. Are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. I'm not talking about different body of Jesus Christ here in Canada or in Egypt or in Australia or whatever. I'm talking about one body. And we are all one body. That's why the message that I have to gain, or I have the benefit of this message of from Jesus Christ, is we are one. Who is upset, I have to go to him. Who is sick, I have to visit him. We are all one body. That's why this is the benefit and the blessings that we received from the resurrection, and the power from the resurrection, and the power and the blessings when we take his body and his blood. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh, wow. We believe in one God, God the Father, God the Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before the ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, upon the sins of the Father,
when all things are made, who for us
and for our salvation came down from heaven, was covered with the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary, and became man, and Mystery was part of the Father's private, suffered as buried, and third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures.
I said to him, it's his right hand, his Father,
and he's coming again to
Lord, judge living dead,
who can that shall have man? Yes, and believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son, his worship and glorified,
who spoke by the prophets, and one
of the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church,
we confess the baptism and mischief sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
Ach, die Tebe, heute ist am Hohenstein. Schliele Flogison in Nepal.